Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning, powered by Superbook, now open with better odds and favorable prices. Also brought to you by Jack Pocket. Play official state lottery games on your phone. Rain delays for both teams last night, one in Georgia, the other in the Bronx, and the latter lasted for a little over an hour, plus the game goes to extra innings. So just as the clock struck midnight, Josh Donaldson saved Aroldis Chapman and the Yankees.
We had an 0-1 to Donaldson. Swung on, hit in the air to right, toward the line. That ball is going to be gone! It's a grand slam, a walk-off grand slam to win the game. Josh Donaldson powered one down the right field line into the seats. It's a grand slam. That's Josh, by gosh, and doing it with a notch.
Of course, John Sterling here on the fan.
The photo that our social media team put out was awesome.
Well, you got to check out the video as well, because they followed up with that. And I was going to say, if you have not seen the video of John and his facial reaction, check it out on the fan Twitter account. Izzo was busy last night. I assume it was Izzo. That's what Al told me.
Well, I mean, he's just constantly up doing God knows what.
A lot of pictures and GIFs last night.
Yeah, he did a great job.
Like, on the dark web, you know, he's like deep into Reddit. God knows what he's doing.
Yeah, well, he was all over this one.
It's just like a message boards.
That's all basically. It is?
Yeah.
Essentially.
Like, you could find anything. I'm sure there's a WFAN Reddit.
Oh, that's a lock.
Anything that, like, is new that I'm trying or something, I'll look it up on
no
Reddit.
No kidding. Okay.
Yeah. Like, I'll put, like, if there was a new allergy medication I wanted to take, I'd put in that on Reddit and see what people were saying
about it. It's like crowdsourcing a little bit.
Yeah. Hmm. I mean, there's crazy people on there like anything else, but, I mean, you take what you want from it. But, yeah, it's Paul R. Zuman's a big Reddit guy.
Oh, I could see that.
He's definitely
that
a big Reddit guy.
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
8-7-10 as the Yanks avoid the sweep at the hands of the Rays after Aroldis Chapman gave up three in the top of the 10th, the Ghost Runner included there. So only two on his ledger, but he struggled. Huge on-field celebration following the sixth walk-off homer of the season for the Yanks. That's the most in baseball. And as Meredith interviewed Donaldson in the aftermath on Yes.
Gigantic balloons.
That aside, we learned that there was some extra emotion attached to this one for Donaldson.
Take me through your approach against Jalen Beeks right there.
Well, first off, my Uncle Bill, he had a heart attack 2 days ago. I just want to, I know he's watching the game. I love you. I'm praying for you. So, it's kind of emotional for that right now.
Got the job done.
His dad?
His uncle.
Uncle Bill.
Who I guess he's close with. He was a little choked up there for a sec. So I got the job done, though. Opposite field grand slam right down the right field line. I never knew this was a thing. It's the third ultimate grand slam in Yankees history. Have you ever heard of the ultimate grand slam? So that's apparently a walk-off slam when you trail by three. So Jason Giambi had the one.
Who makes up these things?
I don't know, but there are two notable guys. Giambi in the rain against the Twins in his first year.
Yeah.
Remember that one?
That was his first Yankee moment.
Right.
That was
the moment. Exactly.
Yep. He became a Yankee that night.
The other ultimate grand slam, Babe Ruth, 1925. So kind of
did he hit it over the fence or bounce it over?
That I don't know. Couldn't tell you.
Just kidding.
Inside the park.
Was there even a fence?
That's a good question. Yeah. I don't know. I saw it was in September. That's about all I could tell you. 1925. Donaldson also joined Susan here on the fan, said he was looking for a changeup on the first pitch of that at bat against Jalen Beeks. Got the fastball, and he was fooled.
I think I might have just baited him into throwing the heater again. And so I was like, I feel like I have more time than what I initially thought on the heater.
And came through with the big hit, having struggled mightily over the last 7 to 10 days and for much of the season as well. Obviously a wild game back and forth. End result is a positive, though, and a much-needed one for Aaron Boone's club.
That's a pretty good release of some joy coming out of that dugout, just with how it's gone here lately.
And they trailed 4-0 early
Cole
on.
Runs points these days?
I've seen him say it, yeah.
What the hell's that about?
I'm not really sure.
I mean, we know he knows it's a run.
Yeah, maybe just trying to change it up a little bit.
But that's, why?
Because they've been struggling? I don't know. You'd
score
have to ask
a point?
Him. We need some points, yeah.
It's really a little bizarre.
Yeah,
it's a little
bizarre. I'm not really sure.
I mean, we've been watching baseball since we were 5, 6 years old.
We know he likes basketball. Remember, that's how he blew out his knee after 03.
And he was born into the game.
Yeah. That's his whole life around it.
Yeah, strange.
Don't know. Anyway.
By the way, think about the different feelings. Beeks wants to just, dig a hole and crawl in it. And you got the euphoria for Donaldson.
Yes, and all his teammates as well. You know, we've always, does he rub people the wrong way? The Tim Anderson stuff. Judge was like the first guy greeting him at the plate. Garrett Cole was all fired
up. That's a sigh of relief for everyone in that clubhouse.
But I saw them, the teammates really seemed to be embracing him. He and Gleyber Torres had a moment in the dugout. He was hugging everybody.
This was a big moment.
It's good to see.
Who knows what happens when he's not hitting a grand slam to win a game.
It's good to see.
Good to see.
Yeah, especially with the way things have been going. Yeah. They needed something. Here I was yesterday telling Sal, no way they're going to lose 3 out of 4 to the Blue Jays. Meanwhile, last night, Corey Kluber's going through them
No kidding.
Geez, 6 strikeouts in a row. I'm like, are you kidding me here? Anyway, they did fight back after falling behind 4-0. Anthony Rizzo had the tying home run in the 8th. You also had the Aaron Judge bases loaded walk in the 7th, even though Gleyber Torres decided to swing at the first pitch after a 4-pitch walk and ground into a double play. But, it doesn't matter now. Chapman was a bit of a mess in the 10th. He walked a pair, which set up Francisco Mejia's 3-run double just inside the first base bag down the right field line. But it's all forgotten now, as is the 0-for-6, which 3 strikeouts for the combo of Esteban Florial and Oswaldo Cabrera, who were brought up to provide the spark. Not so much.
You see the video of the crowd reaction to the Chapman pitches?
I did not. No. Yeah,
take a look at that one. Who's got their head in their hands? Who's yelling, let's go? Come on, dude. It's actually very funny, as they isolate a bunch of people in the crowd.
And Boone had said before the game, because of course Clay Holmes goes on the IL with the back spasm now, and he gave it the old, it'll be kind of closer by committee, and we'll just go based on matchups. And so, this wasn't a closing situation, obviously, but he didn't exactly give you a lot to feel confident about.
No, that bullpen's a huge problem.
Yeah.
There is not a...
Lou Trevino was not good last night. Marinaccio comes back and he pitched pretty well.
Yeah, but is he going to be your closer in games that matter?
I don't know, but he was kind of, I won't say wrongfully, but he got screwed because he had options and they sent him down, where I think he's given up 1 run since the end of April across 23 appearances now.
Man, I tell you.
So I don't know. I don't know where they go.
Yeah.
It's kind of a problem.
I mean,
Scott
I think we're
gonna,
right, we're going to figure it out over the next month and a half, basically.
Yeah. Pretty much. DJ LeMahieu did pinch hit in this game and singled, said he expects to return to the starting lineup tonight. Gets the toe and the foot feeling a little bit better. 1-4 with the Blue Jays, who did beat the Orioles yesterday to avoid a sweep at home. Frankie Montas and Jose Berrios, the starters. Pre-game 6:25 here on The Fan, as well as the free Odyssey app. Meantime, in Atlanta, the Mets started the night with a bang, highlighted by Britt Beatty's big league debut.
1-0 to Beatty, hit high in the air to right field, pretty deep. Back goes Acuna at the track, at the wall, and it is gone! Brett Beatty, with his first major league swing, hits a home run off the top of the 16-foot-high wall in right field. He salutes his parents on his way around third base. This kid is living the dream.
Howie Rose.
Holy s***!
That's pretty much what it was on WCBS 880. 2-run shot to make it 4-0 Mets in the 2nd after Starling Marte and Francisco Lindor had gone deep in the 1st off of Jake Odorizzi. The family's there. They're going berserk, jumping up and down in the crowd. Al and I had some fun with that this morning.
A boot brush.
Yeah, I really don't know what to make of this. I've kind of gone back and forth on it.
Breaststroke.
I think what it is you ever, just hit somebody next to you when something happens?
Yes, but as we later discussed, the guy to the sister's left, right? So it's it would be his right arm up against her left. He does a full...
Reach around.
Over and gets her with the left hand, which I was like, how does that happen? Now, I get they're excited. They're jumping up and down, but it was the left hand that kind of smacked her right on the chest.
Maybe he's a lefty.
Right after she drops the no effing way as she's watching the ball fly over the fence. And then underrated, the woman in the orange behind, her eyes almost popped out of her head. She was so excited.
Yeah, I mean, I just can't imagine in that moment thinking, all right, this is the time that I'm going to grab the
ball. Oh, yeah, I don't think it was intentional, but I just wonder how he ended up coming over with the left, you know?
Well, she's jumping up and down.
He did kind of nudge her a little bit at first with the right, little forearm as she's jumping up and down. And all of a sudden, in comes the left with a slap.
Well, the screenshot of it looks really bad.
Yeah, it does.
Really.
Think how quick that happens.
If you see the screenshot and then you watch the actual, it's so fast. That's why it looks like more of a,
of course.
It's a slap, not a...
cupped her breast from behind.
Anyway, good for the babies.
They said 22 people made that trip from Texas.
Yeah.
On a day's notice. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Matthew, I was about to go outside to pull the vacuum out of the pool. He's like, where are you going? Beatty's first at bat. I'm like, come on, first at bat? He goes, the kid can hit. I'm like, all right, I'll watch. And he hits the home run.
Yeah. Now, I got to check. So we heard Howie there, obviously. When I watched the MLB.com highlights package, I think at some point Wayne said, just go deep or something like that. Now, obviously not in that clip, but I got to go back and see if he actually called that maybe when he came to the plate. Because he takes one pitch, and then on the swing, bang, it's gone.
And by the way, when did Boomer say reach around so dramatically? When did that happen? Like, that just hit me. I mean, that was so dramatic.
Give you a date here in a sec.
Yeah.
Dramatic and creepy.
Yeah. Reach around. What context does that come up in?
That's a good question.
It was actually from Astoria because it got the date when we imported everything into Burley.
Wow. My goodness.
You know,
you probably have no idea the context.
Young, naughty Boomer.
Yeah. Reach around.
We hear that one more time?
Reach around.
Incredible.
Anyway, you had the rain delay, which Max Scherzer fought through only a half hour or so, and he was out there stalking the grounds crew as they were still readying the mound for resumption. I tried to read his lips. Like, he basically told them, like, get off. Let's go. I need to get back on the mound and start pitching.
That sucked, too, because they said the forecast before the game had no rain in the forecast, and that thing just rolled in, and it just started pouring
on
them.
Was brief, because I saw they went into the delay, and I'm like, oh, my God, again, their pitcher's through two, and they're going to have to go to the bullpen again.
No, they were all right.
Yeah, he settled in after that until the seventh when out of nowhere. He kind of lost the strike zone. So Buck Showalter went to Adam Ottavino, who served up the three-run homer to Robbie Grossman. All of a sudden, it's 6-5, but the Mets got three in the ninth to restore order, 9-5, and they would need it because Trevor May struggled in the bottom half before eventually finishing off a 9-7 win over the Braves. Here was Beatty with Steve Gelbs right after the final out, excited to hit the first homer, obviously, in his debut.
Just pure joy. I mean, my family's here. I get to celebrate with him. Honestly, the bigger thing, though, was we won the game. So I'm glad I could help contribute and win a game for the New York Mets.
Very composed. He had all the talking points, you know, the professional answers there at 22, making his big. I mean, basically was in AAA for what, a couple weeks?
Yeah, I think that's it.
It was not long. But the minor league
nine games.
It was right. Not even a couple of weeks. Exactly. Also, smoked the
ball. Francisco Alvarez is pissed off about this.
Maybe.
I mean,
because he's the number one prospect in baseball.
Without knowing the guy, the position
he's been in AAA longer. He's been lobbying to come up.
He's younger, though, I believe.
Yeah.
And to come up and catch. Yeah, I mean, obviously, they could use him at DH, but they have enough at DH now with the acquisitions that they made.
They have to
at third base.
When they called up Beatty, they had to talk to him and explain to him what was going on.
Because you say, hey, Escobar and Guillorme are down. They're the third baseman.
Right, exactly. But, I mean, I'm sure Alvarez is like, listen, what else do I have to do?
Hit moonshots left and right here.
Come on.
Tape measure home runs. Beatty had the smoke that ball off the lefty as well. The shortstop made a great play there. So he looked the part, as you would expect based on the scouting report. As for Buck Showalter, he was gushing about Scherzer's ability to stay focused through the delay and still give them some length.
Max, that's the thing that I reach back for as much as, you know, Brett. But he never ceases to show me why he is who he is.
And Scherzer helping the Mets get on the board in this series. Much needed.
Every game's big. We know they're a great team. You know, they won the World Series for a reason. They got most of their team back, and they're going to compete as hard as anybody in the league.
And the Mets will go for the four-game split tonight. Jacob DeGrom, Max Fried, 7:20. Yeah. And I
one thing, too, about him, and I'm not saying it was on, I think it was on purpose. Maybe it wasn't. He sets the tone immediately.
Oh, yeah.
He goes up and in on a couple of guys. And then, you know, the crowd, boo. Yeah, give me the ball. I didn't hit you. Let's
Very
go.
Very intense.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden, you're down and away, and the guy's waving at it.
Yeah. And I like watching him walk around in the dugout. You know, it's just.
Oh, yeah.
It's like from the moment he first starts until he's taken out, even after he's taken out of the game, and as Ottavino was pitching, he's up on the rail.
He's there.
And he's now, of course, the runs ended up tacked onto his line, well, so he's charged with
they won,
runs.
Though.
Yes, they did. That is the important thing. And I guess moderately good news on Taijuan Walker, nothing serious, but it still sounds like he might miss Sunday's start, so they're going to need a pitcher at some point. Al and I were talking about this morning. Might make more sense whoever the extra guy is going to be.
That's the Phillies, right? This week?
Yeah, and they have the doubleheader Saturday.
And you see what the Phillies are doing now? The broadcast on TV?
No.
When the Phillies make a good play, they put up a Keith Hernandez-approved play logo.
Come on.
It's actually, I think that's cute. It's funny. It's a little cartoon of Keith Hernandez, and it's stamped with a Keith Hernandez approval.
That's funny. That's fun.
But, I mean, they really took that personally. It's unbelievable.
Well, you know what we probably would do is funny.
Yeah, I guess.
He basically said, I can't stand the sight of them because they suck.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
Right, which is great.
It's funny.
I know. I mean, I would welcome that type of rivalry if I were them. But, yeah, all right, they're having fun with it. So
I thought it was cute.
Joe Flacco, finalist for the Hall of Fame class of 2023, and I guess because this was the senior committee.
Say Joe Flacco?
Flacco.
I thought you said Flacco.
I thought I heard Flacco.
Really? Yeah. That's one of those examples, like, I literally heard Flacco in my own ears.
I heard Flacco. Wow, you know, I thought you were going to talk.
Joe Flacco.
I thought you were going to say something about him.
Joe Flacco's on my mind, I guess.
Yeah.
Joe Flacco.
Joe Flacco.
Okay. That sounded much clearer.
Jerry Callow. Right. Yes. So Klecko is a finalist, and because this was the senior committee, it seemed like it's considered like almost like a formality that he will
right.
end up
good.
Getting enshrined in Canton next summer.
Yeah, it does
Joe
seem
Flacco
like.
Fin-
yeah. One more.
I'm here. Joe Flacco finalist.
Wow.
Yeah. I swear in my ears.
Happens to all of us.
It sounded K, but that's wild. Okay. Joe Flacco, Flacco. Joe Flacco.
I'm like, Joe Flacco to the Hall of Fame? What?
Better than another F word, but you know.
Or you can mispronounce a writer's name, as I did the other night, too.
Chipmunk.
So, yes.
Oh, what did you
Joe
say?
Joe Flacco.
What do you think I said?
He's talking golf, Alan Chipmunk.
Oh, I guess that could be two ways.
Yeah,
I mispronounced the first part.
Oh, okay.
Ship.
Oh, okay. Did you have to dump it? Was that bad? Or?
I don't know what they did. I corrected myself immediately. I mean, I caught myself, but I said it.
Yeah. Happens to the best of them.
Uh-huh.
And they, of course, brought up Hockey Hall of with
Maine. Alan Chipmunk.
Oh, we did get the Minko choking you guys were looking for last week.
Oh,
you missed
man.
It. And I'll tell you, your boy Sal, I had no clue where to find it. He goes, you know what? Search, go to the computer, you know, the drive and search McFrog. And that's and that's what did it.
That's right. Yeah, stuff like that. I mean, then my folder is so unorganized.
Oh, yeah, we went in there and I was, because we were looking for who acquired Sal's folder when he...
Right.
His original
left.
Demise here at the fan, and we couldn't even find that.
Oh, man. So this is the one with Neer you're talking about?
Yeah.
What happened here?
We played it yesterday, was it?
Yes.
Oh, man.
At the end of the show. I'm bummed I missed it.
Yeah.
All right, CeeLo, we'll see you next hour. It is Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Built Ford Tough studio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.